It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Lawrence County Bicentennial Celebration will be coming up on November 30th. It'll be at the Barn in Lawrenceville at 606 13th Street. And one of those organizing the event is Dave Burgett with the Lawrence County Board. He joins us on the program today. Dave, good to be with you.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Dave, I realize that the bicentennial event's coming up on the 30th, but really, the bicentennial activities really kicked off earlier here in Lawrence County, didn't they?
We did. We had a flag-raising ceremony last December 4th to kick off the year. The actual bicentennial is the 3rd of December this year, so we're doing a party to celebrate that event.
How did you come up with the idea of having sort of a party-like thing?
As the bicentennial liaison, I access the site for the state bicentennial and look at some of the other events that different communities are doing. The party, like it's 1818, is one of the events that's gone around the state in a few places. I contacted the lady that does that, Ellie, of Ellie Presents in Chicago, and she's agreed to do that for us. It's basically a bicentennial party, or a party like it would have been in 1818 when we became a state. The events will be dancing and games, stump speeches, things that the inhabitants of the state would have done in 1818. So it's kind of a unique event, and she'll be our host for that.
What will the event entail? What will it consist of?
Okay, we will have for the party, the first hour and a half, is the 1818 party. We'll have food available if you buy your tickets in advance. There will be a food basket similar to what they would have had at parties in 1818. They'll have foods that were similar or authentic to that time. There'll be different breads, summer sausage, cured hams, some cheeses, things like that. It's kind of a finger food event. There'll be stump speeches. She'll tell us a little bit about the times, and we'll have some dancing, some games for children. It is family friendly. And Dennis Strawmatt will join us partway through the party, and he'll play a couple songs as part of the party. And then after her portion ends, then Dennis will continue to play up until 10 o'clock that night.
They'll play authentic type music from back then, though.
They will. They around the Wabash, or up along the Wabash and the Mississippi River valleys, the French settled first. And the music that he'll be playing is French Creole style music. Some of the selections that he will play actually date back to that time. He can authenticate that.
Wow, that sounds very, very, very interesting. There are things that you can do, people that attend can do to be a part of it. Like, I understand you can dress up in period costumes if you so desire.
That's right. If anybody wants to do that, we highly recommend you do. It kind of adds to the atmosphere. And like I say, the guests at the first hour and a half of the party will be asked to participate. You can dance. She will show us some of the old dances. She will have speeches prepared for individuals to give, and then she'll elaborate on that and kind of educate us a little bit on the times. It's interesting, at the time when Illinois became a state, there were roughly 32,000 citizens in the state. Right now there's about that many in Lawrence and Crawford County alone. So the bulk of our state basically was the southern tip of Illinois.
What were the times like back then? It's pretty primitive. What were the times like back then?
Pretty basic. There wasn't a lot of trade. People ate, as far as the meal, being authentic, people ate basically what you grew or what you hunted in your local communities. It was rural, still native inhabitants around, so times were tough, didn't get too far from home. Parties were pretty simple, and that's kind of what we're going for.
And the thing about that period of time was the fact that the river, the Wabash River here, that was a really big thing, because river travel, of course, back in those days, and river trade and fur trade and things like that were very, very popular.
It was, yeah. The rivers played a major part in how the Illinois was settled. Like I said, that was the major transportation routes. So most of the inhabitants of the state were along the Wabash River, Mississippi River, and the Ohio. I think it explains why Southern Illinois and this region basically had the major part of the state, the inhabitants-wise.
Well, Vincennes of course, played a big part in it. It was a big fur trading settlement. St. Francisville, a lot of people don't realize St. Francisville here in Lawrence County, southern Lawrence County, one of the oldest cities in the state. It in Shawneetown and these little river towns along the Wabash, very, very, very old.
And that's true. It's like I say, the river is a major part of it. And Vincennes being just across the river, that was probably one of the bigger inland routes. We had the Buffalo Trace that came across through Vincennes and entered Illinois in Lawrence County. And as we all know, that's the way that President Abraham Lincoln and his family came, through Vincennes and across Lawrence County. So it was a major junction, actually, Vincennes was.
Now, getting back to the event itself coming up on the 30th, it'll be at the barn at Coco's. I suppose that was selected because of its nice rustic look.
It was. That played a big part. We had a few venues we could have used, but the barn, anybody that's been in the barn, it's fantastic. It's 100-year-old barn wood, a lot of it inside, so it really kind of fits the venue.
If people want to get involved in this, if they want to attend, how do they do that?
Okay, the best way, really the only way at this point, is to, if you want tickets, either text or email me. That's David Burgett. My number is 618-928-4666. You can either text or call me. We get tickets, the meal tickets for the meal and entertainment is $15 a person. And the tickets for just the entertainment without the meal basket is $10. Like I say, the event will run from, the meal will start at 6 and then the entertainment will end at 10 o'clock.
Any plans on doing anything else between now and December 3rd with regard to the bicentennial?
Not at this point. This will be our grand gala event. This pretty much be an end.
And once you give the address once again, and your okay. If people want to get involved.
Yep. Like I say, my name's David Burgett. You can text or call me at 618-928-4666. I'm also on Facebook if you want to get me that way. I might add, you talk about the future. Illinois became the 21st state on the 3rd of December in 1818. We actually didn't get the star on the flag until July 4th of 1819. So there may be some events coming up, some communities, and we may do something as well. But that remains to be seen.
Well, Dave, thanks for being with us and talking about this event. I know history is of Lawrence County is rich and deep, and we've been around, the county's been around a long, long time. And thanks for being with us, and good luck with the event in the future.
I appreciate it, and hope everybody comes out to attend.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.